From Ataranala, Lord Chaitanya with his devotees came on procession to Narendra Sarovar. Here, so many other Vaishnavas were here to meet them. Narendra Sarovar was generally the meeting place of Vaishnavas. On this particular day, it was the celebration of Chandan Yatra. For this festival, every year, it's actually coming up just 2 or 3 days after we leave Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple with his brother Balaram for a boat festival in Narendra Sarovar. But Lord Jagannath comes out in the form of his Vijayamurti, which is called Sri Govinda. So these small Vijayamurtis were on palanquin, beautifully decorated palanquin. There was the deities of Krishna, Balaram, and Govinda. And the servants of Lord Jagannath had all sorts of instruments, horns, and cymbals, and drums, and they were making beautiful, beautiful sounds as they were singing the glories of Lord Jagannath. As they came to Narendra Sarovar with the deities, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they were completely enwrapped in the kirtan of Maha Mantra, the holy names of the Lord, dancing and dancing. When these two kirtan groups met, it was a very, very, very great intimate experience for everyone. The kirtan went to newer and newer heights of transcendental joy for everyone. Such kind of dancing, such kind of chanting. They were chanting so loudly. Devotees were dancing so jubilantly. And it was the daytime, in the heat of the sun. They put Krishna, Balaram, and Govinda on boat. The boat went into the water. Beautifully decorated boat. Devotees were going along with the boat, fanning with thousands and thousands of chamara fans. Everyone was so happy. So happy to see the deities enjoying. This should be our happiness. Even if our bodies and minds are in such difficult, difficult circumstances, we should find our happiness in seeing how Krishna is enjoying in the form of his deity. Sri Madhavendra Puri didn't mind risking his life walking 1,000 miles if it brought pleasure to his deity Gopal. So as the deities were floating on their boats through this lake of Narendra Sarovar, hearing the glorious sounds of his devotees chanting and prayers, then they put the deity back on the palanquin. And Lord Chaitanya and his associates jumped in the water. When they jumped in, it is explained they were in exactly the same mood as the cowherd boys of Vrindavan in the Jamuna. Actually, Narendra Sarovar is non-different than the Ganges and the Jamuna. Both these rivers enter into this by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees, they became very playful in Narendra Sarovar. They began to splash one another. In the mood of the gopas, they began to play a Bengali game, specifically a West Bengali game. It is called Kaya. And the devotees began to call out very loud, Kaya, Kaya! Kaya, Kaya! Kaya, Kaya! Kaya, Kaya! And what this Kaya means for all practical purposes, is they started splashing each other. They were having duels of splashing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya started splashing each other. So much splashing that neither one could defeat the other. Then Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he began splashing with Swarup Damodar Goswami, but neither one could defeat the other. And Vasudev Dat, he began to splash Murari Gupta. And Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Paramananda Puri, they were all splashing. Everyone was splashing. In this way, the devotees found great joy here in Narendra Sarovar. This was an annual pastime of playing kaya in Narendra Sarovar. Of course, please understand the nature of these splash games. This pastime is not egoistic to show I am more powerful than you. I can defeat you by splashing you so much that you submit at my lotus feet. When materialistic people splash, this is how they splash. But this was actually sacred water. They're offering the sacred water. It's an act of devotion. I want to offer you more and more and more of my love in the form of this water. I have so much desire to serve you, so much desire to honor you, worship you. I want to just offer you more of the sacred water. In this way, they were splashing, trying to defeat each other with their love and devotion. This is the real meaning of kaya, kaya, kaya! At the end of this wonderful celebration, the deities removed from their boat, Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Govinda were brought back to the Jagannath temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees from Narendra Sarovar, they performed Harinam Kirtan into the temple of Lord Jagannath. And in Jagamohan, the Kirtan hall, they all began to dance in ecstatic love, chanting the holy name. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Shri Nityananda Prabhu, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Nithai Kofanam, Shri Narendra Sarovar Ki.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.